actually want it, because there aren't a lot of sales figures for a lot of this vacant land, because we can't. There's not anybody that's wanting to buy them, and that's part of our problem. Is you're trying to come up with a reasonable way to do it. I get that, but I don't know how you value this property that has ravines, is wood covered. I think it's still ag, and it still should be a class 7 on some of these pieces of property.
But you're in the same neighborhood as all these, you know, Branson Cove and all these nightly rentals. They're digging into cliffs. They're filling. They're doing all sorts of stuff. And they're right around.
And here's what I guess I'm thinking, and I'm talking to you, Jesse, as well. Those properties that you're talking about, it's amazing what people are building on around the lake. There's no question. But in order to do that with the kind of cost that you have to do, you have to have a developer that's interested in the property. Because an individual buying a piece of property in the middle of Tana County next to the trailer park, who does that?
Is this property at? It's right around the chateau.
I'm just talking about generally right now.
Right.
The reason I'm talking here, you know, we're being broadcast. The reason I'm talking about this, I'm just trying to talk through this. I'm not talking about a specific piece of property, or else I'd have that person on the phone. Okay? I'm just saying that if you've got a piece of property, say, next, like the trailer park, you're not going to have a developer unless they're another person that's developing the trailer park next to it. And then where could you put the trailers, because it's in a ravine? I mean, I don't know how you value that at the price that we've currently got set, even though it's on the low end of what you're talking about. I don't know how you value that high. I don't know how we get there. And I don't know how you get there with a property that's down, you know, say on Arkansas line and is landlocked in a ravine. I don't know how we get to that value, because I don't think they could possibly sell it for that. I just don't know how they would do that.
Well, as I put in that email to you, the landlocked one down by Arkansas, there are only two families that would possibly buy that.
Right.
Because they're the ones who surround it.
Yeah.
From Missouri and from Arkansas on both sides, that's it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's probably the case. And so we can adjust down. I like what you have tried to do as a base for us to look at, but I think I've got to have some down. I mean, from my standpoint, I think there's got to be some downward departure. Now, I'm not saying that I think these properties that are sitting across from the chateau have value, because I think they do. But
and the ones,
I mean,
by
I
the
need
chateau,
to talk about,
our developers have kind of run out of big tracts of land near that where they're building all these resort type places, and so when
in
you're
Taney
looking
County, at, you mean
in Taney County?
Yeah.
So when you're looking at that, again, we have another 800 nightly rentals coming online that we're doing parcel splits and stuff, and
right,
they're not near the lake. They're
sure
out here off East 76, and it's like, okay.
Again, so, and I'm just talking through this. I do think out there is a more value. There's no question, is a more valuable property.
And so if you make them the 4356, which I have done, but we keep it agriculture class because there's so many acres, that might change their mind on holding it, and maybe they'll develop it, which brings in more to Taney County. That's what productivity is all about.
I understand the logic, and I understand that. I'm just kind of talking through it here because I want to have these discussions before we make our decision. The only other thing that I would say on these skags, or not skags, but on these JDQHQ, before we call them, is I'm not so sure it wouldn't be beneficial to have our third member here as a member of the real estate before we do that kind of value. That's my only concern. I know we need to get through a lot today, so I can move on, but what's your thought on that? You think it might be beneficial to have her?
I would probably agree.
Is she coming at you?
Yeah, I've got, we could do, she's not going to be here the next 2 days, and we're already, do we have Monday afternoon that we're packed, and we have Tuesday all day right now?
Monday.
My problem is next Wednesday, now I have to be gone.
Okay.
So yeah, well, we have some time on Tuesday.
What time have we got right now? We're only going till like 2 o'clock, aren't we? Something like
that.
Yeah.
So if you want to put it in there.
Do you mind doing that, Jesse?
Which day?
Tuesday afternoon.
The 29th.
Double check.
I mean, we're already here Monday afternoon and Tuesday. We were trying to make Tuesday the last day. She was holding
fine.
Wednesday, but I want to make Tuesday the last day because I need to leave.
That's fine.
On Wednesday.
We start at 9 on the 29th.
Let's just put a mid-afternoon.
Okay.
I think, and I'm probably going to have you add back that one out there in 248 so that we can relook at that. But anyway, we'll talk about that one. But anyway, before I called him, I just wanted to get an idea of what we're doing.
So we're tabling to
29. I'm going to talk to this gentleman here.
Jerry does leave at 2 on Tuesday.
She leaves at 2 on Tuesday, so that's why we've only got him going till 2 right now. What about Monday afternoon? What have we got Monday afternoon?
Since it's a short day, we could push through lunch or have a shorter
lunch. Good
morning,
lunch. MPMA.
Hi, this is David Akers of the Taney County BOE. Is now a good time?
Yes, let me get into position here. And then I should be good to go. I'm just in a minute. How are you doing this morning?
We're good. We're going to talk about some things, but we may very well push you off one more time because these are land issues that we're probably going to try to make decisions on these all at once, and one of our members of the board is not here today.
Okay.
But I want to talk about some of these things. What do we got Monday?
We could do 1 o'clock on Monday.
Okay.
Because we start at 1:15 on Monday.
Okay, is Monday the low-income housing stuff, or is that Monday is right now?
And it looks like they started right after. They start at 1:15.
How late do we go that day? Are we all the way till 5, pretty much?
Until 4:45.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we may want to do that. Anyway, let me talk with you for a second about what you sent us on that that provision of the assessor's manual. Okay. The state tax commission appraisers are looking at that a little different. Matter of fact, they would probably go with residential and not even ag, because if it's not being used for production. And they think that provision in there is like if you have agricultural land and you let part of it go to just woods, that you get that classification while you're using the other part for ag. But I went farther and talked to, looked at some case law and talked to the general counsel's office up there, and I don't think that that's quite so clear. I think that there is some question about that, but I don't know that it can be ag class 7, which is what you're arguing basically with that provision.
Yeah, grade 6, essentially that. And, you know, I'm not necessarily trying to, or at least, yeah, my case isn't challenging that agricultural classification. I'm sort of going off what the record they're telling me is, but also even visiting that land, not necessarily a residential area. It's a lot of it's around, you know, being Branson, and you can see a Rock Lake.
That's
where, you know, sort of the stipulation is, not stipulation, the statute sort of just saying if it were to be cleared for agricultural, and stadium specifically for Woodlands.
Okay, did you put in your packet what you believe the value of those properties would be?
Yes, I applied the rate for grade six, and so
I'm talking about the appraised value of the property. Because that's usually what we operate off of. Do you know what the appraised value, in other words, the appraised values of those properties, did you put in there? I'm assuming there's a number you went off of to apply the ag subsidy. In other words, what number did you start with?
Oh, so like what was it assessed with, like for the 2025 assessment year?
Is that what you're doing? You're not arguing the value that was assigned or by the assessor. You're arguing whether or not it should have a subsidy in the ag classification instead of being fair market value. In other words, you're not really arguing the value, the appraised value is what I'm asking.
We are arguing the appraised values.
I understand after you apply the ag subsidy, the assessed value changes, but are you arguing the appraised value of the property?
Oh, all right, I understand the distinction now. This appeal is not contesting the
appraised value.
The appraised value, it's sort of, saying that the state is, has good bonds for how this land ought to be assessed. And so, we are requesting that the assessment be put to that value. But we're not bringing in like sales of land to sort of justify that. It's simply taking the value handed down by the state. Based on how they define this land. And we did receive a settlement from Greene County based on this sort of same line of reasoning.
A settlement from Greene County. I'm sorry.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Are you talking about? You had some property in Greene County that was the same, and they ruled up there that it was what?
They defied the agriculture rate handed down by the SPC that we're sort of bringing up here. It's a very similar situation. Just agricultural land that is primarily what
it. Okay. Are you telling me that there's a decision out of Greene County that went to the State Tax Commission?
It did not go to the State Tax Commission. It was handled informally.
Okay. In other words, you've got some property. The JDHQ has property up in Greene County, which is currently being assessed at an ag rate. And with the subsidy. Okay, it's wooded property is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And obviously that's a little different than property down here near the lake. So we're trying to get to a value on this thing, and whether or not you should have an ag subsidy on this property down here sounds like to be the ultimate question. And the assessor, is my understanding, has this at fair market value. I need to ask the assessor a question. With respect to properties that do have production, how do you get to the value? Do you still assess them at what you believe to be fair market value and then you apply the ag subsidy, or how do you do that with property that's like a farm?
Oh, no. It's built in the program. If it's agriculture with productivity, so you have 10 acres and 5 of the acres is number 5, and 6 of the acres is number 6. There's a section here where we just put 5 acres at number 5 and 5 acres at number 6, and it calculates it. That's it. There's no other way around it. It's just what it is.
Okay. So you don't get to a fair market value and then apply a factor?
No.
Okay.
This is the state productivity value. They name what the value is per acre, or in their actual every year they send us a handout with the productivity rates.
But if you're classifying as agriculture, it's got to have a value, does it?